Chapter 7. Bright Night 36 of Year 3876. Gronolf Carriontooth, you are the best. I am proud of you. His face turns pale, as always happens when he gets nervous. It is a great honor, he realizes, having been called to stand in front of the general, his father. The other cadets received their awards from their commander. Being face to face with his father again in this setting is an indescribable feeling. Gronolf feels unsure. Can he show signs of how happy he is, or would he embarrass his father in front of the other officers? For safety's sake, he keeps his forearms behind his back, a sign of reticence. His father knows best how to behave. If he does not find it appropriate to show emotions, he would have a reason. Yes, sir, Gronolf answers, according to regulations. He has finished 8 years of training and is itching for the chance to finally travel in the new capital ship. It can be seen every evening on the beaches when the twilight fog approaches the land and the projectors beam current news onto the fog banks. 1,000 cycles ago, it is said, the astronomers discovered the world called Single Sun. The project has been going on ever since. But it was only about 100 cycles ago, back when the matter scientists discovered dark matter and how to use it, that the idea of reaching this strange world in a period shorter than the lifespan assigned to his people became a possibility.
Dismissed, his father says.
He follows his comrades into the catacombs. Gronolf Carriontooth, your presence is required, a voice resounds through the corridors. Gronolf looks around. Where did the announcement come from? There are no loudspeakers on the masonry ceiling. The others keep walking on stubbornly. They either did not hear, or they are not interested. And why does someone call him by way of speech? Gronolf Carriontooth, your presence?
Yes, I can hear you.
He interrupts the announcement. His voice is surprisingly deep, and echoes much less than he would have expected in a basement corridor.
You have to wake up, Gronolf.
Is that his father contacting him in this old-fashioned way? That would be just like him, if Mother's stories are to be believed. But what is he talking about? He is not sleeping. He's walking through the corridors of the training camp, wearing combat equipment. Suddenly he feels a chill on his feet. He gazes down at his body. He is standing in water up to his knees. What happened? And he is alone. Where did the others disappear to? A strong wind is blowing against his face. He emerges from the tunnel. Gronolf wants to hold his touch hands in front of his sensitive stomach skin, but they don't react. They stay where they are, where he hid them from his father, behind his back. The wind is getting stronger, and the water is rising.
Gronolf Carriontooth, the command center needs you, the voice says.
It must be right next to his ear.
Starting manual awakening.
At the same moment, bright light shines into the corridor. It comes from everywhere. The glare is so intense that the corridor disappears. Only the light and he himself exist, and he bathes in the brightness. Then the rays retreat. He is lying in a sleeping capsule. Suddenly his brain fills with memory fragments. He jerks, trying to sit up, but the couch won't release him yet. That's completely normal, he reminds himself, hoping to calm his racing heart. You are disoriented, Gronolf, because you slept for so long. You have to get up now, because the command center needs you.